Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, I invite you to be present in this moment, to surrender any thoughts or concerns about what the day ahead holds for you, and just be conscious in this moment. Just to join across the airwaves with all the other individuals that are here with us. And as always, I believe in setting the intention for our time together by starting with Let It Be by Naturally 7.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives hold the better. Stay in tune with the thoughts of you.
To have to miss you all last week, but I was in South Africa, where I was presenting and also visiting one of the projects that I will be fundraising for the latter part of this month. And as always, I stay open to the lessons that the universe will have me see. And one of the things I got very clear about, it's very easy to know something on an intellectual level, but it's quite something else to experience it in reality. One of the projects that I'll be fundraising for at the end of the month is for a borehole, and we all appreciate how blessed we are in this country and in the West to be able to just switch a tap on and water pour forth without us being the least bit concerned about where it's come from, how much we can use, so on and so forth. And one of the projects that I visited is a small community center who are trying to grow a little vegetable garden and something called moringa trees to which they can eat the leaves and also sell on the surplus to support themselves. But they don't have water. They literally have to schlep the water. They have these big containers in a wheelbarrow from 500 meters away downhill, which is empty when they're going, and then they have to push it uphill full with the water in order just to try and preserve these plants and enable them to grow. And it was one thing when I read about it and thought, wow, what a worthwhile project, but it was something else to actually see it. To see the people, and it's women and children that will be doing this, to see them, to see their lives, and just get a glimpse, just a quick glimpse, and a reminder to myself not to take all that I have for granted, to truly recognize just how blessed we are, and to see everything that appears in my life as a blessing, whether I call it good or not so good. And so that's the theme of today's Sunday Soul Connection. Acknowledging our blessings and seeing everything as a blessing. And to be able also to bless others. It really is a cycle, this thing called life, of what we are holding in consciousness and what we are sharing forth from that level of consciousness. As I journey through this thing called life, I'm seeing more and more where people are at in their thoughts, in their minds, in their beliefs, how much it is holding them back, holding them down, and limiting them from experiencing the blessings that are there for them to experience. The teacher Jesus said, "Do not say that the harvest is 3 months off, but raise your eyes and see that the fields are already white, but the harvesters are few." And as always, his teachings always had a deeper meaning to them. He was speaking to the fact that the good that we desire, the blessings that we are in search of or in need of or desiring of, are already there in abundance. The fields are white, full of all the good that you want. But the harvesters are few. Few people are claiming their blessings. Few people are receiving their blessings, not because of want, not because of the scarcity, but simply because they have not expanded their consciousness to be in alignment with it and therefore experience it. I just remembered as I was speaking, Edgar Cayce, who was a wonderful, well-known psychic of the 19th century, he had this vision where he went up a spiral staircase. And at the top of the spiral staircase, there was a door. And as he opened the door, there was an angel inside. And there were all these unopened gifts. And he looked at the angel and he asked, "What are all these unopened gifts?" And the angel answered, "These are the answers to people's prayers. But they were too impatient to receive them." And so our blessings are there waiting for us. And sometimes we are too impatient because it doesn't show up in the time frame we think it should, or it doesn't look like what we think it should look like. And thereby we miss it. And so I'd like to share with you a small reading from Fragments of Your Ancient Name by Joyce Rupp, compiled by her. And this is by Dan Schult, entitled Bow of Blessing. I sit beneath your tree of life, receiving the green aliveness. The unseen energy of your love sings in me like photosynthesis, making music in the happy leaves my years with you gather around me. Humming a history of your kindness. On no day have you ever forsaken me. In every year you have been there, greening my life with your grace. God's blessing is eternally greening our life with its grace. But do we have eyes to see? Do we have consciousness to recognize? Do we have the ability to look beyond what our egoic nature would tell us is a good thing or a bad thing? I'm learning to sail my ship through the storms of life, and whichever port I land in, to see it as good. To not see the storms, the challenges, the ups and the downs as either happy, sad, good or bad, and as I've spoken to it before, to see these things in duality, that there is God and something else. There's only God, and there is only good. We experience the polarities of it, just as there is light and dark, And there is happiness and sadness. There are just polarities, one end of the spectrum. Bernie Siegel said, most of us never stop to consider our blessings. Rather, we spend the day only thinking about our problems. But since you have to be alive to have problems, be grateful for the opportunity to have them. I know that's a bit of a tall stretch for some people, but it is only through the things that challenge us do we grow and expand. When things are just smooth sailing and hunky-dory, as pleasurable and pleasant and as enjoyable as it may be, there's no growth. It's the things that challenge us, the things we label problems or upsets or disappointments. All of these things enable us to grow as we have to deepen down into that something, which I call spirit, the divine beloved, which is always buoying us up. The Bible says underneath are the everlasting arms. There have been times in my life when I have felt so alone, but that remembrance that I was being buoyed up by these invisible, unseen, everlasting arms always got me through. It's been a while since I've shared any poems from love poems from God, from Daniel Dolinsky, and so I came across this one that I thought you'd enjoy. It's by my favorite, Rumi, who was a 12th or 13th century poet in Persia, truly one of the divine mystics that have walked this earth. And this poem is entitled, Okay, I'll Do It. Okay, I'll do it. Sing longer songs tonight, because sometimes you're just so damn hard to please, and I guess I'm still courting you, trying to get into your soul's knickers. What makes you like that? Grouchy around the edges. What classrooms have you lounged in? What nonsense have you traded your gold for? How can you look so needy? God is growing in fields you own. He hangs from trees you pass every day. He's disguised as that peach and pine cone. Every sound I hear, he made it. I've been walking with two canes these days. Guess why? It's because his beauty and that blonde peach fluff floating everywhere like that. It has made me so drunk. There Rumi is speaking, intoxicating me of his love of the divine and an appreciation of all the blessings. Why are you so needy when you own the fields that God is in? Why are you overlooking the blessings that exist in your life? Why are you not seeing the good that has been provided for you since the dawn of time and acknowledging it? Why are you so focused on the problem or what you see as the situation that is challenging you and not looking for the blessing? I believe in every experience that challenges us, there is a gift, there is a blessing. And my focus is always be, show me, reveal to me. Let me see what it is, that I may learn it and move beyond it and understand. Steve Maraboli says, live your truth. Express your love. Share your enthusiasm. Take action towards your dream. Walk your talk, dance and sing to your music. Embrace your blessings. Make today worth remembering. Embrace your blessings. Embrace everything that is. Embrace all that is unfolding. I'm going to share two short stories to you this morning. And the first one comes from my favorite book at the moment, Change Me Prayers by Tosha Silva. And Tasha's first book was called Outrageous Openness, which went on to be a huge bestseller in New York, was in the New York Times bestseller list for forever. And so her second book, this one, is entitled Change Me Prayers. Again, it's been filled with little anecdotal stories. And this one is entitled The Dumbest Idea. About 7 years ago, the ideas that became outrageous openness were beginning to percolate inside. But I had no idea whatsoever how they could turn into a book. I just knew it was a message that wanted to get out. I heard there would soon be a publishing conference in downtown San Francisco. Once a year, a team came from the big houses in New York, and you get 5 minutes to pitch your stuff to them. This was really before do-it-yourself took off so hugely. So I bought my $75 ticket and trotted down there. Little did I know at the time how useless most of these events could be, but I figured, what the heck, the universe could use anything. I could still remember entering the cavernous, fluorescent-lit conference room at the Hyatt. There were a zillion hopeful writers there, all waiting patiently and nervously, in line for their moment with a rep. I was so clueless about it all. I just showed up thinking if a miracle was meant to be, it would happen. I listened while the guy in front of me pitched a story about a dinosaur couple who had a wedding after eating and killing a lot of people. Yes, he did. I could overhear encouraging words from the rep like, hey, keep going, man. Great idea. Yes, big market. Huge, huge. Send me a few pages soon. He handed Dino Guy his card, and with a beaming smile and a pat on the back, then it was me. I tried to quickly explain this idea about letting the divine take the lead instead of pushing, forcing, or manifesting. The rep listened to me quietly for about 2 minutes. Then he held his hand up like a stop sign and scrunched his face as if he had a hernia. Oh my God, no more, no more. I don't need more. But I have to tell you, I've been doing this for 10 years, and that is honestly the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Ever. Hey, no offense, okay? Then he gestured dramatically to the person behind me. Next. Which all goes to show, even if someone thinks something is the absolute worst idea in the world, but God wants it to happen, and if it is offered over entirely, it indeed will. Same goes for you. Just don't listen. And always she follows with each little anecdotal story, a change me prayer. And this one says, change me, divine beloved, into one who offers all actions and projects over to you alone. Let me trust that if something is meant to be, it will always be, regardless of criticism or ridicule. May I always stay true to my inspiration, regardless of the opinions of others, and may I trust where you are guiding me, knowing that doors open at the right time, as needed, when you are my source. She didn't allow this person's opinion to stop her from doing what she knew God had intended her to do. If she had listened, she would have missed her blessing to become a world-famous author. If she had listened to other people's opinions about what she knew she was supposed to be doing, she wouldn't be who she is now today. So often some of us miss our blessings because we are so concerned about the opinions of other people, what they think, what they'll say, whether they'll support us. The one thing I've come to know with an absolute certainty is that if you get an idea to do something, the divine will find the way for you to do it. And as long as you keep trusting in that and believing in that and not looking for other people's approval, acceptance, encouragement, motivation, it will come to pass. When I set up my angel mail order business back in 97, at that time nobody was wildly open about angels. In fact, if I wanted to find anything to do with angels, I would contact a little bookshop down in Brighton who would send me a list, a written list of all the titles that she had. And if I saw anything with the word angel in it, I would order it. Needless to say, I got books that had nothing to do with angels. But the point being, I knew that this was something the divine had put on my heart and my consciousness to do. And so, whilst I was in the process of setting it up, only two people knew. My husband and my best friend, and the people who I were commissioning to do things for me. And I know that as I put forth my various ideas, back in their heads, in their minds, they were thinking I was some kind of whack job. Because who on earth was thinking about angels or things to do with the elements? But I wasn't concerned, because this was the idea that the divine had given me. And I wasn't going to miss my blessing and my opportunity to bring it forth. And I did. And from my mail order business, I then opened my shop and expressed it in that medium. And then I did angel reads there. And I knew that that was the blessing for which the divine wanted me to be doing. And as a result of hundreds of reads, I know people's lives were blessed. But if I'd listened to or be concerned about what people would think, what they would say, what they would be concerned about, I and many others would have missed their blessing. Arthur Ward says, "Blessed is he who has learned to admire, but not to envy, to follow, but not imitate, to praise but not flatter, and to lead but not manipulate." We need all of these attributes as we're living our blessed lives, as we're seeking to be the vehicle for God to express through. And sometimes we forget just how blessed our life is, and we think that we are struggling with so much. And my second story today is entitled The Crossroom. The young man was at the end of his rope, seeing no way out. He dropped to his knees in prayer. "Lord, I can't go on," he said. "I have too heavy a cross to bear." The Lord replied, "My son, if you can't bear its weight, just place your cross inside this room. Then open that other door and pick out any cross you wish." The man was filled with relief. "Thank you, Lord," he sighed, and he did as he was told. Upon entering the other door, he saw many crosses, some so large the tops were not visible. Then he spotted a tiny cross leaning against a far wall. "I'd like that one, Lord," he whispered, and the Lord replied, "My son, that is the cross you just brought in." When life's problems seem overwhelming, it helps to look around to see what other people are coping with, and you may consider yourself far more fortunate than you imagine. When I read that story, it reminded me that there is always, always someone else that will be worse off or carrying a bigger load than I think that I'm carrying. And to really look round and see just how blessed I am and count my blessings. When I used to go to church as a small child, we used to sing a song that said, "Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you'd be surprised to see what the Lord has done." So our science of mind reading, and let me just explain for some of the new people joining us, the science of mind was a movement that was started in the, I'd say, 1926, around about that period, by a man called Ernest Holmes. who recognized that there was truth in all of the traditions. And he also recognized that this world that we live in is a mental world, and that we co-create with the creator of all that is through the thoughts that we think. And so he coined the phrase, change your thinking, change your life. The science of mind has been going for some 80 plus years, I think coming up to 86 now, since he's long passed on. But the truth in the philosophy is one that is eternal. And so every month for the last 25 plus years, I've received their magazine, and they write a daily word for each day of the month. And I have found them to be inspiring, encouraging, uplifting. And for the times when I had no spiritual community, this was my spiritual community. So the reading is entitled Road Trip. The first quote is a Maori proverb which says, turn your face to the sun and the shadows fall behind you. The second quote is from the Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, who says, the spirit of truth will lead us into all good. This is the high road to the fulfillment of our lives. Think of life as a road trip, a wondrous adventure of discovery, good times, and meaningful experiences. Excuse me. In preparation for your trip of a lifetime, here are some practical questions to consider. Who is driving? Where are you going? What are you taking with you? First, by turning within on a regular basis and listening to the voice of that inner presence, always guiding, you stay on a true course with your life. You have the best driver possible. The hands of truth are on the steering wheel, and you are moving forward with wisdom, right action, and integrity. God is your driver. If steep hills or uneven pavement must be traversed, you are calmly centered in the knowledge that you are safeguarded and sustained. Second, where are you going? By having clearly in mind where you desire to go, you arrive at your intended destination. You fulfill your heart's desire because you are aware of and committed to them. You continue on your true course. Finally, in packing for your road trip, resolve to pack light. Leave behind the past. Press forward into the future with only those lessons from the past that empower you to be the best traveler you can be. And along with those lessons, remember to take along the essentials of love, joy, optimism, faith, and gratitude. Then no matter how far you travel, you remain always at home in spirit. Bon voyage. I selected that reading because we have all the blessings we need to make this journey, to travel, and allowing God to be the driver of our lives. So I invite you to take a moment, and if you haven't already, to close your eyes as we go inward, as we make that journey into the center of our being, into the cave of our heart. Herbert J. Grant said, may we be strengthened with the understanding that being blessed does not mean that we shall always be spared all the disappointments and difficulties of life. As we're journeying inward, let us stay conscious and open to the blessings that we have, the blessings that we are, the blessings that we can share. And as always, one essential blessing that we take for granted is our breath. Job said in his infinite wisdom, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the power of the Almighty that gives me life. And so, let us acknowledge the blessing of this life-giving, energizing breath. It's the chi, it's the prana, it's the life force that we need to exist. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. You breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeply. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slowly. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeply. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slowly. Deeply. Slowly. Deeply. Slowly. Deeply. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, I am blessed. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, I am a blessing. Inhale. I am blessed. Blessing. Blessed. Blessing. Blessed. Blessing. Here in this sanctuary, in this cave of the heart, take a moment and just to acknowledge just how blessed you are. To acknowledge the obvious and sometimes the less obvious ways you're blessed. And take a moment to see yourself being a blessing in this world. Just by being you. The best version of you that you were created to be. The best version of you that is not held down or held back by thoughts of fear or concerns of what people would think or say. The best version of you that allows the divine to express in its unique way through and as you. And also at this time, we always take a moment to set the intention for our week ahead. Let part of that intention be that we are more open to seeing the blessings falling all around us. As the leaves are falling off the trees, let us see are the blessings of life falling from the divine. Someone wrote, days pass and the years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. Lord, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence, like lightning, illumines the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see, wherever we gaze, that the bush burns unconsumed, and we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder, how filled with awe is this place, and we did not even know it. Let us be open to the blessings that are ever available to us. Let us be open to being a blessing that is ever available to us. So here in your mind's eye, you set the intention for whatever is right and necessary for you. See yourself in your mind's eye and bring with it the feeling nature of it as well. Being, doing, and having whatever is appropriate for you for this coming week. See in your mind's eye that which you wish. And how will you be feeling as you experience that? The clearer the vision and the feeling, the easier it is for the blueprint to manifest. I invite you to take a deep breath as we bring our attention to our circle of prayer. And as always, you're invited to include anyone or anything that is in need of prayer at this time. For we know that we are living, moving, and having our being in the infinite field of intelligence, in the divine mind, in the spirit, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine Beloved, infinite Creator, source of all that is, we consciously come into your presence, giving thanks for all the blessings that are in our lives. Giving thanks for the blessings that we may not even acknowledge. And giving thanks for the possibility of how we can be a blessing in this world at this time. You have blessed us with an everlasting love that knows no end or beginning. You have made us in your image and likeness and have declared concerning the work of thy hand. Command ye me. So we're declaring and setting the intention in this prayer to be open conduits to allow the blessings that have been there created for us since the dawn of time to be open and receptive to it. And as we receive our blessings, for us to share them for the greater good. We're holding in our hearts at this time all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. May their hearts and minds be comforted. May the angels shower them with your peace that passeth all human understanding. May they be a remembrance that love is eternal. It cannot die. And that we come forth from you, and to you we shall once more return. But in their time of sadness and sorrow, may they be comforted in their grief. For this beautiful world that you have given us to caretake, and all of its inhabitants, may we stop polluting its waters, its earth, its air. May we stop killing the animals through our selfishness and our thoughtlessness. May we honor the diversity. May we honor all of the creatures. May we honor each other. May we look beyond color, race, gender orientation. May we look beyond anything that makes us see each other as different. May we see each other as one. May we see everything as an expression of your life and revere it as such. May we truly be good stewards of all that you have given us, for all your blessings that you bestow upon us. May we truly open our hearts to be grateful. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, source of all that is, for all the peoples of this world, for all the nations of this wonderful globe, we're sending forth love, life, and light for your infinite blessings, your eternal grace, your endless mercies. We are ever grateful, and so it is. It cannot be otherwise. Amen. Beloveds, I invite you to take a deep breath as I unmute the phone and prepare us for our morning's affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind. You repeat after me. I am on a journey of discovery.
I am on a journey of discovery.
And aligning with the divine presence.
And aligning with the divine presence.
That always guides and blesses me.
That always guides and blesses me.
And now our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I be protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. And now our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. So it is. And so, my beloveds, as we are coming towards the close of our Sunday Soul Connection, I'll leave you with just two more pieces. John Calvin says, all the blessings we are enjoying are divine deposits, committed to our trust on this condition, that they should be dispensed for the benefit of our neighbors. And the final is a Sufi blessing, which says, may the blessings of God rest upon you. May God's peace abide with you. May God's presence illuminate your heart now and forevermore. And so our closing song is short but sweet by Joan Armatrading, entitled Blessed. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our 10 at 10 and next week Sunday for our Rev Inc. Sunday Soul Connection. Have a beautiful and blessed week. And here's Joan Armatrading.
Thank you.
Life is hard, work is dirty, friends feed poverty, fame and fortune keeps its own time, so don't wait up. But if you can feel the sun, if you can feel the rain, life can be bad. If you've got food to eat and all your dreams to dream, life can be bad. If you can walk away and fight another day, life can be that bad. All the things that I can do, how could I complain? I've got no broken wings, I've got a heart that sings, and I feel
may you recognize all that you are blessed with. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.